Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, there are reasons to drink water, and people say, but I don't really like water, and maybe they add some of those crappy, you know, things with artificial flavoring and color to their water, but really, it is a life-giving drink. It's the most important liquid on the planet. And, you know, I like wine, but it's still, water is the way to go. We're going to talk about reasons to drink more water. My guest is board-certified physician's assistant, Christine Blanche. So, Christine, let's start with some reasons to drink more water. Give us your first most important one.
To flush the body, to really help your body detoxify. It's really the thing that you need to be able to get these toxins and stay healthy. It's I think, number one.
Okay, so it's the best detoxer around. Before we get into some more of them, how much water? Really, you know, we've heard 8 ounces, 16 ounces. You know, people say you have to drink 8 glasses a day. What is the optimal amount of water to ingest? And this is water, not water mixed with things or water that you find in things. This is just water you drink.
Absolutely. I mean, 2/3 of your body is water, and the ideal, you know, the easy thing to remember is 8 times 8, right? So 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water, and that's, you know, that's the 8 by 8 rule that everybody talks about, and that really is the, you know, for the average adult, the ideal amount of water for you to be drinking on a daily basis.
Okay, and when we talk about, let's just start with the skin. You know, people say saturate from the inside out. People try creams and moisturizers and all of that sort of thing. What does water do for our skin?
Well, it hydrates. It hydrates our skin. You know, we talked a little bit about how it helps you detoxify. It's the way that your body flushes toxins out. And when toxins accumulate, you get things like acne and breakouts. And drinking more water gets your colon going, gets you urinating, gets rid of this, you know, toxic stuff in your body, and if it accumulates, you feel bad. I mean, your skin might look dehydrated, you might have more breakouts, and really, hydration is an essential cure for any skin condition. You have to have the water on board for anything to look good.
Okay, so for skin specifically, it is, you know, pretty much of a lubricator. It keeps your skin hydrated. And what about joints now? Because, you know, I'm in sports medicine, and joints, muscles, tendons, they need this lubrication. And what's our main lubricant?
Oh, sure, absolutely. It lubricates the skin. It also lubricates the joints. And you can do a little test on yourself. It's kind of fun. If you pinch the top of your hand, and it takes more than just a split second for that skin to go down, that means you're dehydrated. So we actually in medicine use that test, checking skin turgor, to see if a person is hydrated. And that's something anybody can do on themselves, but it gives you a really good idea of, wow, you know, it has nothing to do with age. Patient will say, well, that's because I'm older. No, it has nothing to do with that. That hydration lets that skin, that elasticity in that skin flip back, true for the joints, true for the muscles. I mean, if anybody's ever run, you know, a half marathon, a 5K, a marathon even, you know the significance of drinking enough water. Getting that lactic acid out of your muscles when you're working out, it's essential. Otherwise, you're going to hurt, going to be sore. And that, I think, is an exaggerated example of what happens to us when we don't have enough water.
People don't often realize about, you know, water and weight loss. Now, there are a few ways to connect water to weight loss. And I've always been told that if you drink a glass of water, you know, before you eat or around that, that it will at least fill you up a little bit, so maybe you won't scarf food quite as much. But there's also a metabolic reason for drinking very cold water. So, Christine, talk a little bit about water and weight loss.
Sure. Water is a very key component for weight loss. Americans, I think, in general, tend to be dehydrated. We are so on the go. We don't make time for ourselves. We don't even make time to have a glass of water. I've actually had several patients tell me they didn't have enough time to drink water. So, you know, when you're definitely, there's a component of that, Melanie, where you're drinking, if you're drinking before you eat, you are just going to fill up quicker, and you're going to be able to bring down your calorie count just by basis of not eating as much. But then there's definitely the component of your body, you know, flushing, again, back out those toxins. Toxins are a reason that people actually have trouble losing weight. So their body sort of created a storage facility for these toxins in the fat cells. And your kidneys rely on water to detoxify. So by flushing it out and detoxifying your body, hydrating your colon so that you're regular, these are very important key components for weight loss. Very, very important piece of it.
Now, you know, some people are looking to water for all different kinds of things. I mean, we're the country, the world is 90% water or something. We're 90% water. What about the disease states that we're seeing today? More and more cancer and asthma and all these different diseases. How can drinking more water help to sort of secure, you know, try and not get these diseases quite as much, or at least help us along?
I think drinking good purified water is really, really important for minimizing disease in general. I think that we are seeing more sickness because of the rising population of, you know, toxins in our environment, in the air, in the water, and it's getting into our children. Our children are being born with many more toxins than you and I were born with. And the way that the body is able to get rid of this is based on hydrating. So if you are hydrating your body with toxic water, you're kind of running on a treadmill, and you're going to be more apt to get disease. And I think that, you know, we're seeing a lot of cancers because of the increasing rise in toxins as well as stress in the body. And then when the body's stressed, it's acidic. So if you're not using your water to flush and help your kidneys get that acid balance back in, you know, in balance so your body can be in a state of health, you're at more risk for disease. And I think that it's crucial that we're able to educate people that this is part of it. Your doctor very rarely tells you to drink more water unless you're very, very dehydrated. It's just we don't have time in the interview to be able to get that in there, and people are sort of just assuming everybody knows that. But it really isn't the case. It's very, I think the value of it is very underreported and under-discussed in the community.
What about mood and water? You know, is there a connection there?
Well, I think that, you know, all mood disturbances, anxiety, depression, all comes really from the gut. You know, there's a lot of neurochemicals. Everybody thinks about dopamine and serotonin, depression, anxiety. It's a brain thing, but it really is 90% more in the gut. And like I said, most people are constipated. They may have some inflammation going on in their gut based on everything we're taking in. And that definitely affects mood. It can increase depression, can increase anxiety, irritability. I mean, getting someone drinking enough water just to be able to be regular with their bowels is one of the key pieces to getting rid of depression and anxiety. So it's all connected. That's the beauty of it. It's really all connected.
Yeah, and, you know, water is, it's all connected. It's all a part of what we have to do. What do you think about those people who walk around all the time carrying water bottles? Some people find that annoying.
It
do you
is.
Know what I mean? Some people do. They find it annoying someone's always sucking off a water bottle.
Well, but it's important to stay hydrated all day. I mean, I would say be careful with your water bottles because you want to steer clear of the plastic if possible, because remember, the plastic can leak into your water and get you contaminated. So, you know, the ideal situation is to make sure you're drinking purified water. I like to drink out of a glass bottle. You can also drink safely out of steel, but really, really be cautious about plastic and make sure you're drinking purified water. Be educated about what kind of water you're drinking. And I have a glass bottle on my desk all day. You have to constantly graze on the water. It is very important, as annoying as it might be.
And your best advice in the last 15 seconds or so, Christine, on drinking water and the importance of it.
Absolutely. Make sure you get educated on getting clean, purified water, and make sure your family is getting this and that they're getting enough of it. It is essential in health and preventing disease.
Thank you so much. Drinking our water, people, whether, you know, you can have a cup of tea, that's very good, but you really need to just start to learn to like water and, you know, put it into a glass bottle, carry it around, get a good filtration system, make sure it's good quality water. You can always check with your town to see what the parts are in your water, but it got to drink it. It's part of our body. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.